Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Jonathan Thiede.
Welcome to 5 Good Minutes, where this week we are talking about Mark chapter 11. In this chapter, we find Jesus approaching Jerusalem, where he interacts with both friends and enemies. I want to start off by telling you about one of the best movies that came out when I was young. And that movie is a Disney movie called The Emperor's New Groove. The emperor in question is a guy named Kuzco, and the beginning of the movie goes to great lengths to show that he is the man. He's the emperor, after all. There's people who are bowing down before him. He doesn't have to lift a foot to get places because people carry him. There's even a scene where he's choosing his wife, and he very comically has impossibly high standards for seven beautiful women in front of him, and so he chooses none of them. But the point of the beginning of this movie is that Kuzco is the man. He is the king. And it shows just how far people will go to please the king. Kingship comes with it authority, which demands obedience. Today we're going to be looking at a passage where Jesus' kingship is punctuated. Jesus' kingship demands our complete reverence, honor, and obedience. Our passage today is in Mark 11, verses 1 through 7. God's word says, "As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, 'Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.' They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, 'What are you doing untying that colt?' They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it." Briefly, I want to go over three things: the what, the why, and the takeaway. First is the what. What is happening in this passage? We see that Jesus commands the disciples to go ahead of him and find a donkey. He does not elaborate on this, but he actually foresees a dilemma in getting the donkey and telling the disciples what to do. So interesting. I think it says something about Jesus' authority, even in itself, that he feels no need to explain why they are doing what they are doing. He is simply testing the disciples' faith. And then thirdly, we see the disciples follow Jesus' commands to a T. So what's the meaning of all this? Why is this written down for us? First thing I think we need to see is that Jesus is worthy of our complete trust, leading to complete obedience. We see that in the disciples, don't we? They don't question this, frankly, odd command. They say, okay, Jesus, we're going to go get you exactly what you have requested. But the second thing is related, and that is that sometimes trusting Jesus is difficult and requires tremendous faith. It's not always as easy as just saying, okay, get in your car and go to this place. No, sometimes what God calls us to do is difficult, and it requires a tremendous amount of faith. I imagine that if we were these disciples, they probably had questions among themselves. You know, why are we doing this? Are we sure this is the right thing to do? But the important thing, and this is where the third thing comes in, is that love is tied to obedience. It was because the disciples loved Jesus that they did what he asked them to do. Maybe they were questioning, maybe they weren't, but the important thing is not that they were questioning, but it is that as they were potentially questioning, they went and did exactly as Jesus commanded, because they knew that God had loved them, and this love was manifested itself in Jesus himself. Jesus says in John 14:21, "Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me." And so how this works in the Christian life is that God loves us, and we reflect that love back to him in our obedience. So just a few questions to ponder based on this passage. First, where is Jesus calling you toward obedience today? Second, where does your faith need strengthened that Jesus is worth sacrificing for? And finally, how are you reflecting God's love back to him in obedience? God loves us, and we love him in response. Jesus is the King who loved us first. Let's go today and show him the honor he deserves by keeping his commands.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.